as in modern surgery, you would cut a flap of the scalp and you would fold it back.
The forensic analysis revealed an unexpectedly advanced grasp of human anatomy.
So as you're cutting through the outer plate, you can feel it because it's hard. Slightly less hard when you get to the middle part, and then you know when you're at the inner plate, so you know where you have got to be careful because you do not want to start to hit the brain. So you've got control over this. You would be cutting from a wider outside circumference. And you would cut carefully and you would bevel in as you cut round, and then you would change direction and you would cut from the other side. And then when you get to where you want to be, you cut out and lift out very carefully the bits of bone you don't want in there.
Despite the crude nature of the surgical instruments, signs of healing around the holes showed how adept these early surgeons were at performing delicate operations.
They knew how to do it. They knew it worked. And they were very successful at this because they nearly all heal.
Evidence of surgery, industrial-scale flint mining, and a new understanding of the cursus has revealed a people capable of complex reasoning and planning, who expressed their ceremonial beliefs in precise solar-aligned monuments.